And let's learn more about a recently approved surgical treatment for heartburn. We are talking about serious heartburn here, with symptoms and pain that can't be controlled with drug treatments or other surgical procedures. Charlotte Albright from Vermont Public Radio has more.
It's a digestive disorder that can ruin just about every meal. It's often called heartburn or acid reflux, but the official name is gastroesophageal reflux disease.
Well, it's an epidemic, I would say.
David Metz is a gastroenterologist at Penn Medicine in Philadelphia. He blames the acid reflux epidemic partly on our frenetic fast food culture and on another underlying epidemic.
Obesity really is the underlying factor that is causing this increase in reflux that we are noticing.
But not everyone with this condition is obese. Ralph Thomas from Arlington, Vermont, is just a little overweight. He's a professional musician, so he often needs to eat after concerts. But late-night suppers became agony when acid reflux started serving up chest pain and breathing trouble. Thomas took fistfuls of over-the-counter antacid tablets. He even had to sleep sitting up to prevent an attack at night. Acid reflux can be treated with a major operation that strengthens the esophagus. No thanks, says Thomas.
That looked very invasive to me.
So Ted Truss, his doctor at Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center in New Hampshire, showed him a small bracelet of magnetic beads, which he likes to roll around in his hand.
So I'm holding a new device called a Lynx device, which is an esophageal sphincter augmentation device.
Truss says the beads cinch the lower esophagus like a little elastic belt, keeping food moving in the right direction.
So essentially, once it gets down, it stays in your stomach, but it's still able to get down around the beads because the beads will expand when you swallow, allow things to pass, and then tighten up again to prevent things from coming back up.
A surgeon implants the bead band fairly easily. At least that's how it worked for Ralph Thomas.
By 2:30 in the afternoon, I was dismissed to go home. I had a cheeseburger on the way home with no fear of any pain. And since then, it's just been like 20 years ago.
Thomas feels like he has his life back.
Before, everything was a negotiation with everybody else. We can't go out for that type of food. No, I can't eat now. No, I've got to eat now because I'm not going to be able to eat then. It's none of that. I can just go along with everybody else and, you know, be normal again.
The procedure is still brand new. The FDA gave its approval only in 2012 after about 100 patients in clinical studies showed good results. But David Metz in Philadelphia has decided not to insert the Lynx device yet because he thinks it's still unproven. Earlier mechanical devices have been known to fail and have been taken off the market. So Metz wants to see more long-range studies of outcomes to make sure the beads stay in place and do what they're supposed to do.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just reserving judgment at this time.
Metz notes that reflux and similar disorders are notoriously difficult to diagnose correctly. He says for the vast majority of patients who really do have it, medication relieves symptoms. But too many antacid pills can also have unwanted side effects, including osteoporosis. Right now, the Lynx beads are the only devices of their kind available, so Metz hopes they will prove safe and effective over time. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.